here we I need to cut the almond small, and then I will grill it.
As a banking executive, Nabil Attar visited Europe frequently, flying business class from his native Syria. But his last Mediterranean crossing was very different, aboard a packed refugee boat that barely made the trip. 2 years after receiving asylum in France, Attar is back in business, not crunching numbers, but stirring up potfuls of lentils and hummus at the tiny La Résidence restaurant.
I always told my wife that as we lost everything, why not follow our dream? My dream is to work as chef in France. So I started to cook, to share my plate with my neighbors, with the mayor, with everyone I know, to break the ice.
So that always we have 70% parsley, 30%.
That was in the French city of Orléans, where Attar and his family now live. They learned French, and Attar found a job working for a car rental agency. Then he connected with Marine Mandrila and her partner, founders of an international festival celebrating refugee food. Earlier this year, the pair opened La Résidence, an upscale carryout in eastern Paris.
The first objective of the Refugee Food Festival and La Résidence is we try to change the way people look at refugees by valorizing their talents, their skills, and their culinary heritage, and to show how much they can bring to our societies.
C'est très compliqué.
On te l'a dit, ça fait un mois.
La Résidence restaurant aims to host a different refugee chef every 2 months, giving them a chance to hone their business and cooking skills. They also get help from leading French chefs like Stéphane Jégo, who's become a friend of Attar's.
Moi, je veux absolument qu'il garde son identité, son savoir.
Professionally speaking, I want him to keep all his savoir-faire and identity. So he does a Syrian cuisine based on his guts, not some kind of Franco-Syrian world food. At that point, he'd just be one of the crowd.
Attar is lucky to be cooking today. He fled his native Damascus for reasons he won't discuss. In Turkey, he found smugglers willing to take him to Greece.
After like 200-300 meters of the shore, I was pushed off the boat by mistake, and the boat was in the middle of the sea. It was so dark and so wavy. There's no life jacket, nothing. I swam back to the shore. I was completely out of anything. I just want to breathe.
He eventually made it to Europe on his second try. He says the first boat he was on never made it to shore.
More than 30 minutes.
Yes, it was half-cooked carrots.
Attar now works with several assistant chefs, including Indian refugee Keshar Sharma, who cooked his way across the Middle East and sub-Saharan Africa before ending up here.
I'm missed in our country, but I'm happy now because day by day is new life here, maybe future. Open small restaurant like this, and I give knowledge to everyone.
Besides the restaurant, owner Mandrila and her partner have helped to launch yearly refugee food festivals in more than a dozen European countries. This year, the festival will cross the Atlantic and debut in Montreal, New York, and San Francisco.
We truly believe that food, you know, it's a powerful medium to connect people together. It's something that gathers people and at the same time that tells a lot about the story, our intimate story, and where we come from.
It's lunchtime and customers are lined up for their orders. Architect Didier Fevre carries a bowl of lentils and beef to a table where his colleagues are eating.
C'est super bon. Very good. Hop. Great. I like the different cuisine to share an experience of different culture, different sensibility. It's very important for me.
et garder le couleur et le goût de vert.
A new chef will soon be taking over at La Résidence. Attar is heading back to Orléans to realize an old dream, to open up his own restaurant. Already, he's passing out business cards for Narenge, whose name evokes the bitter oranges of his Damascus days. Lisa Bryant, DW, Paris.